أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا. الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. When you are offered a greeting of courtesy, then meet it with a greeting of greater courtesy, or at least equal to courtesy. So Allah Ta'ala takes account of all things. Allah is no God, but He will gather you together on the day of Qiyamah, about which there is no doubt. And who can be truer than Allah Ta'ala in speech? In the previous verses, there were discussions about justice and struggling to bring about justice on the earth. So the struggle, the fight is an exceptional necessity. But the rule is of kindness and sweetness. This is the rule of daily human interaction. We are sweet and we are kind. And we give kindness and sweetness and courtesy even without being asked. And when we return the kindness, then we return it with greater courtesy. We show more kindness than we receive. Or at least equal amount of courtesy and kindness that we receive. This is the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be sweet, to be kind at all times. Hence, when we interact, when we meet, then we start off with a note of kindness, with a note of sweetness, and with a note of courtesy. It is human to start off with some type of word of courtesy, but obviously the plan of Allah Ta'ala and the teaching of Allah Ta'ala is most comprehensive and complete. Now, compare the greeting of Allah Ta'ala against what man has innovated and created of himself. In some sectors, they will say, hi. So it's a meaningless word. People don't know what they are talking about. Either the one that is offering the greeting or the one that is receiving the greeting, he doesn't know what it is about. High means what? Something low or something high? What is it all about? Or if you're going to be greeting in a little bit more dignified manner, you say good day. So this is also incomplete. Although the intent may be right, but the greeting is incomplete. Because you are asking for the day to be good. What about the individual? What about the things that relate to him? Have you considered all these matters as well? If these things are not good, then how can he be good for that day? Hence, the teaching of Allah Ta'ala is Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum has replaced, come to substitute the former greeting that existed in the days of ignorance. They would say, Hayyakullah. May Allah Ta'ala keep you alive. Man can be alive, but that doesn't guarantee that he will be in a good state. So the greeting that Allah Ta'ala teaches us is Assalamu Alaikum. And what is this Assalamu Alaikum all about? When you are offering this greeting of Salam, then you are saying, Allahu Raqibun Alaikum. May Allah Ta'ala take care of you. If Allah Ta'ala is on your side, He is taking care of you, there is nothing for you to be afraid about. He will take care of you, of your possessions. He will take care of things that are related to you. He will take care of your health. He will take care of your belongings. He will take care of everything that is related to you. So also look at the comprehensive nature of this greeting, Assalamu Alaikum. When you say Salam, then Salam means peace. It also implies Anta Aminun Minni, that you are safe. I will not hurt you in any way. I'm promising you that I will not hurt you in any way. And really this is giving out the meaning of a Muslim, Al-Muslimu Man Salim Al-Muslimuna Min Lisanihi Wa Yadi. Muslim is that one against whom everybody is safe. He is safe from his verbal abuse, from his physical abuse, from his emotional abuse, all type of abuse, you are safe. If Muslims only realize what the Salam is all about and what is packaged into Salam, then it will go as far, it will go very far in bringing about a harmony, it will go very far in bringing about calmness, harmony and peace within a community, within people, within the world at large. When the person says Salam, actually what he is saying, he is primarily a word of love, an expression of love. That is why you greet the person and you have made dua for him. So it is an expression of love. But it is not just an expression of love, it is also fulfilling the requirements of love. One is to express love and one is to fulfill the requirements of love. So this salam contains both. It is an expression of love, you like the person, and you are fulfilling the duties that connect to love and that relate to muhabbat. So it is two things altogether. Then again, it is also reminding yourself of Allah Ta'ala, Assalamu Alaikum, because Salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala amongst His sifat. So you have reminded yourself of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then you have reminded your brother also of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it is a reminder to yourself, it is a reminder to your brother. And then who can be greater than the one who reminds himself and reminds others of Allah Ta'ala? مَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. You've reminded yourself, you've reminded your brother about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So there can't be anybody who can be greater than the one who reminds himself and reminds others of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore, in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, it is reported, what are the best deeds? So these two deeds have been counted as the best. One is to make salam, and the other is to feed. So Allah Ta'ala likes this so much, showing kindness, that this is counted as the best of deeds, that you are greeting and you are feeding. Just a greeting without feeding also doesn't go very well. Only feeding without greeting also is incomplete. So you greet the person and you feed the person, he feels from within his heart, you've got a deep-rooted liking and love for him. That is why you have greeted him. So it is a token of love. That is why the hadith says that none of you shall enter into Jannat unless and until he believes. And his belief is incomplete until and unless you learn to love each other. And as I show you something, that if you practice this, then you will begin to love each other. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam a common practice amongst yourselves. This will complete and perfect that love within yourselves. Then the one that initiates the salam, his rewards are greater. This is among those deeds, that the one that initiates, that is sunnah, but the one that to initiate is, it is sunnah, but to reply to it is wajib. And here strangely, the one that initiates it is doing something that is sunnah, but his reward is greater than the one that is doing a wajib, that is returning the greeting is wajib. So though it is wajib, but initiating the greeting is more rewarding, though it is sunnah. When Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had instructed him to get up and to greet the malaika, and thereafter listen to how they return and reply to your greeting, because that will be then your greeting and the greeting of your children. Adam alayhi salam had got up and greeted them with Assalamu alaikum, and they had returned and replied, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. So this greeting with something better than you have been offered. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. But the greeting must be not so long that it becomes difficult and becomes a little bit hard for the person. So it has to end at some point, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So that is the one end. You can say, you can stretch it a little bit more, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But after that, it's not supposed to be extended anymore. Because now it's going to become a speech, it's going to become a bayan. You're going to add anything more, and it's going to be defeating the purpose of the greeting. It's supposed to be sweet, short, and comprehensive. So when you said, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is sweet, it is short, and it is very comprehensive. Then, in greeting, two important aspects that have to be remembered. You don't greet a person that is engaged in the recitation of the Quran. He is reading or teaching dini books, conducting ta'lim. Similarly, the person that is in namaz or reciting a khutbah, listening to a dini discourse, you don't greet the person. Similarly, the person that is in the toilet, is cleaning himself, or is eating, that you don't greet these people as well. And in greeting, the smaller generally is to be greeting the bigger, the younger person is supposed to be greeting his senior, and the one that is the smaller group will greet the group that is larger. The one that is in a lower position, he will generally greet the person that is in a higher position. So the one that is in a smaller group, he will greet the person that is in a bigger group. And the smaller will greet the bigger elder. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. Remember, Allah Ta'ala takes an account of all things, small and big. How small it may be, and how big it may be, but Allah Ta'ala takes account of all things, whether it is discreet, whether it is open, He knows your intentions exactly. And remember that there is a day of Qiyamah, He will gather you all together, and there is no doubt about the coming of this day. These small or big deeds of yours will all be plain for you to see. And whose word can be truer than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?